Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Well, sad news in today's show. Ava Gabor, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Mickey Rooney, Liz Taylor, and now we add Stromer's beloved father
there
to the
go.
List of greats who have passed.
You know, it's a tough day, but it's a good day because, you know, we're moving on.
Well, we pay homage.
And thank you for memorializing my dad. I appreciate
it. I like
that.
Hearing about all these folks and their wildly different backgrounds in life. So
and
we'll
don't
get into
be,
that.
Don't be mad about Mr. Carroll. He'll be fine. He'll come in the end, like the end of a race.
He's getting ready
surges.
To make his move.
He's going to make a big surge.
Yeah. His big surge is can you buy me a trumpet? I swear to God, I just bought him a trumpet.
Yeah.
All right. And with some home improvement along the way as well. First, Tommy John. Tommy John doesn't give an F. They give three Fs. That's right. Fabric, fit, and function. Proprietary fabrics that perform like nothing you've ever worn before. No wedgie guarantee. Comfortable, stay-put waistbands. Luxurious, soft. Feather light, moisture wicking, breathable fabrics designed to move with you. No bunching or riding up. I'm wearing mine right now. I always do. Once you get into Tommy John, it's really hard to go back to whatever you're formerly wearing. And if you don't love your first pair, well, they got a guarantee. They'll refund it. It's the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. You can buy them in 1,200 retail locations now across the country, including Nordstrom stores nationwide. I'm telling you, once you get into the Tommy John and the t-shirts and socks, everything, you
don't forget the women's brassieres too.
Do
they're
not
doing those
worry
now.
About, do not sleep on the brassieres.
No.
Or sleep on them. Some guys are into that.
Yeah.
Tommy John, no adjustment needed, right, Matt?
Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the house.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. No choice. We got your mandate. You get it on.
You got to get it on.
What's going on, Stromer?
You know, the patriarch of the Stromer clan has passed. Sunday evening, my father passed.
How old was he?
87, had the Alzheimer's, didn't recognize us. It's kind of a relief. But the death business, nightmare. Why?
Why?
They referred me to a funeral home. I went there. $3,500 to cremate. Went online, found a place that does it for $750, hired them to get my dad out of the other place. I had to basically get him out of hock for $500. I had to pay to get my dad to another facility to be cremated.
You know, it strikes me that industry, mortuary and all that,
needs a shakeup.
It's kind of like stadium beer.
Yeah.
Like you go in, you're like, give me a 16-ounce Tecate. That'll be $17.81. And you're like, what? You have a keg.
Yeah.
The keg holds like 55 gallons of Tecate.
Yeah.
You paid wholesale $97.
Right.
You get 250 pours out of that thing. You pay $97, you're going to get $8,000 back on your return. And then and you're giving
exactly
it to me
right.
a wax cup.
Exactly right.
And but they know you're at the stadium. They know you're grieving.
You're grieving.
You need a buzz. You need a buzz. Yep. You're there. You can't bring, you're not like, I made my own casket, dug my own plot.
Don't get me started on the upselling attempts. for different urns that had, like, you know, gold lame and fabrics and, you know, it's like, come on, you guys.
I literally, well, God damn it. My father-in-law died. I've told the story before. At the funeral, everyone kept coming up and thanking me, and right. I kept saying, for what?
Yeah.
Why are you thanking me? Yeah. And then it was like, oh, you paid for everything. You paid for the funeral.
Yes.
And then my wife was like, it wasn't that expensive, yeah. You know. The most expensive part of the whole thing was the casket,
yeah.
She said.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, how much was the casket? And she went, she does this. It's a weird gene that people have. Yeah. I've never done this to a human as long as I've been alive. Yeah. She went, $1,300. And I went, well, that's it. And she went, oh, no,
$13,000. Oh, no. And I
went, no. And then somebody, I don't know who it was, but it was this like royal blue with pewter handles or whatever.
Glorious.
Somebody went on the Costco website,
right.
Found the exact casket,
yeah,
for $999. I mean, yeah. Visually exactly the same. Right. I don't know if the lining was different. Like, it's not like you can't do that with cars, because you can't go, well, the Kia looks just like the Audi. Right. Like, it kind of does, but if you got inside of it and you drove it, or yeah, one's got a V6 and the other's got a V8, like, you would know it. But the casket looked exactly like the casket, except right. for one was $999 and the other was $13,000.
And then they say, well, Dan did love corduroy. Thank God we went with that fabric. So stupid.
So what they do, so nobody plans.
Yeah.
Nobody plans because they don't want to think about
it. No, you never think it's going to happen.
You don't want to think about it. Like, yeah. Nobody, they say you should get a colonoscopy at age 50.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone ever gets it on their 50th birthday?
Yeah, no. Well, no. I got mine at 49. No, I'm kidding. Still, have you done that?
I did it because I work with Dr. Drew.
Oh, yeah.
And so what would happen is they tell you, get the colonoscopy at 50.
Right.
And then at some point you talk to your doctor and they find out you're 53.
Yeah.
And then they're like, have you got the colonoscopy? And you go, well, I've been thinking about it. Yeah. You know what I mean? But nobody does it. No. We don't work that way.
No, we don't.
We don't, like, when you're 44, you don't go, my birthday's May 27th.
Yeah.
That's a Thursday. When I turn 50.
Honey, let's do that.
On Friday. Yeah. Friday. Yeah. We need, no, make it Monday, because we're going to go out and have steaks.
Yeah.
And I got to blow myself out for 24 hours. But yeah. Monday, the following Monday, sign me up at the colonoscopy clinic. Nobody thinks that way.
No.
And it's the same way with the burials and the death.
Yeah.
And they know they got you by the short hair.
Got you.
And now with my wife, they got you by the even shorter hairs, because she's just grieving and doesn't care anything about money.
Sure.
And she's going in there.
Yeah.
So she's going in and she's like, grab the credit card, just whatever
it takes,
whatever you got.
Yeah.
And it's a bizarre thing to put somebody in a, what would have $13,000 would have bought me 4 pickup trucks.
Yeah.
When I was,
that's
in
right.
my prime.
Or you could build a little mausoleum structure and have him in there or whatever. You know what I mean?
But it's like, what are you doing? It's a racket. They know they got you in a weakened position.
But,
and again, it's stadium beer. What are you going to do? You got to catch a buzz.
The company that's shaking up the game, like Uber, you know, did with taxi cabs. I think this company is basically changing everything, because for $750, they'll do everything, and it's literally a third of the price.
Yeah, well,
it's kind of amazing.
You got
I'm going.
Yeah,
I'm doing
listen,
it.
Listen, you're talking to a dude whose whole family, I mean, my parents, my grandparents are always, and I don't know about my dad. My dad probably's not down with this. My grandparents, Neptune Society.
Yeah.
They paid $50.
What?
$50. My grandparents, you know, in 1961, said, like, all right, let's sign up for the Neptune Society. Here's $50 in 1961. Then when I die in 1997, you come get me.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's a great idea, too.
Dude showed up in his mom's station wagon.
Yeah.
This guy was not Quincy.
No.
He was not wearing a windbreaker.
Jack Klugman.
It's not Jack Klugman. He didn't have an Asian sidekick. He showed up to my grandma's house at like 4 a.m. on a Tuesday night and just drag Pappy out of there.
Put her in the back.
Throw him in the back?
Yeah. Done.
Throw him in the back pickup. Done.
Yeah.
And then they were like, hey, for an extra $80, we'll give you the ashes and you can scatter the ashes over the open sea and scatter some rose petals. And my grandma's like, that's a hard pass. We never had a funeral.
No.
There was never a funeral.
No.
Do you understand where I come from?
Yeah.
This is where I come from.
No, this is a good thing, though, because I'm not doing it either. It's like, who gives a rat's ass? I don't want to stand around and have it be uncomfortable where everybody's looking at each other. Just do it and move on.
No.
Right?
They took the ashes.
Yeah.
They disposed of the
ashes.
There
you go.
They did not return the ashes in a shoebox.
Yeah.
They got them.
I want to have the urn on my mantle so that there's always a character in my house to refer to. Don't make grandpa mad.
With the ashes. With the ashes. Yeah. You understand, with my grandpa, no urn.
No.
And my grandma, no urn.
All right, ashes. Let me ask you a question.
No nothing.
Do you think they really give you ashes from that experience, or they just get shit out of their fireplace when they're coming to work? I don't think they give you
Nobody
ashes.
Knows. Nobody,
they're not
the
doing
point
anything.
Is, well, what are you even doing break. With the ashes? It's
like kitty litter,
it's a weird ritual.
Yeah.
We got a spittoon filled with Nana.
Give me a break.
My grandma got dragged away the same way.
Yeah.
My grandfather got dragged away.
Yeah.
No funeral. Yeah. No nothing.
Nothing.
No ashes.
What about you?
No,
what are we doing for you? Should we know what we're doing? How about in a sports car? Just running it off the edge of the highway.
Medium-sized monument. That's all I want. I mean, don't exceed
just
14 feet.
Just hand-carved marble. That's it.
Yeah.
Don't exceed 14 feet.
Keep it under 14 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't. Or you can go higher, but don't put it too close to the airport.
Right.
Because, you know, we'll have to bury part of
it,
like the Rams Stadium.
That's it. Is it going to be a bust of your head or the whole body?
Well, first off, you can't put a bust of a head on a horse that's, you know, rearing back. That would look weird.
With a sword?
Yeah, you got to use your brain there, Strummer. Bust
Sorry,
a head on
right.
the horse on the stallion,
got it.
Rearing
no,
back.
You're right. So a tall sword to the sky with a light on the end of it.
That's right. It just goes up like the Luxor.
That illuminates a billboard of you.
No, it's just going straight to the sky like they did with the Twin Towers.
Got it.
From the sword.
Right.
Right.
Sorry, I should have known these
medium
things.
Medium size.
I'm getting there.
No. I'll tell you, my legacy, my headstone will be my words echoing in
everyone's
head.
They'll live on in infamy.
They'll live on.
Yes.
All right. What do you got, Strom? What are you working
well,
on?
Well, you know, I'm doing the finishing touches on one, and believe it or not, it's been, 3 weeks since the paint conversation will the woman choose a goddamn gray? Guess what? Still
what?
No choice. We walked away. We're still on hold. I'm meeting her on Saturday for a psychological color consultation.
Wow.
It's half done. The trim's finished. We still don't have a color.
I can't.
What gives? What is this? Paralysis around color.
I got to say this. One of the greatest gifts, especially as menus, you know, all turn into Cheesecake Factory menus, is to just drag your finger down
and point.
Point at the Western burger and go, that's good.
There you go.
And if you can't sit around and mull over all the BLTs and all the things you could have missed or could have had. I could have had a tuna melt. Yes, you could have.
Yes.
But now you're having a Western
burger.
And
it's here already.
And here it is.
Decide it.
Eat it.
Yeah.
Eat it and move on.
Check, please.
Moving on.
Yeah. So I have to go there and have a color consultation.
Wow.
What do I say? What do you want me to say?
I don't know. It's weird. These people, when they're wired this way, they're not fazed by which one you like the best or which one you think looks the best or any of that, because then they go against you.
They do.
They'll go, well, yeah, but then Marty says, you know, and then there's always some neighbor that's weighing in.
Yeah.
And it's a bizarre way to go through life. I'll tell you what everyone needs to be.
What?
Everyone needs, here's what people need. We're getting rid of this in society.
Okay.
People need to be a little bit too busy.
Yeah.
And a little bit scared.
Ooh.
A little fear.
Fear.
You're like somebody's chasing
somebody's
you. Somebody's
always someone coming.
Not plopping around.
Could be the Reaper. Could be somebody. Could be the police. Whatever.
No fear. No. The boss. Whomever. No fear meets all the time in the world meets flip-flop on color of exterior house 15 times.
Correct.
You have to be a little bit in a hurry.
Yeah.
Matt, the Porcelain Punisher, knows that I make my decisions very fast about colors or clothes or countertops or materials. Or I go very fast because I don't really have time to get mired in it. And also, it's not like you make a better decision if you just stare at the swatches for an extra 3 days. You don't make a better decision. Your decision making gets fuzzier.
Yeah.
So we just point at stuff and go, and go do it.
Done.
Well, I don't know.
You're confident in your decision, even if it's wrong. You made a decision.
What is wrong, though? Like, Matt, all the years, I pointed a million things and went, just go get that one. Just get it. Do we ever, other than you screwing up, do we ever have a thing where we circle back and go, you know, I slept on it. Now I want another version of this thing.
No, half the time I haven't even finished telling you what object it is. I said, what color do you want? You go, blue.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. That's right.
All right. We got questions up there. Do. Stromer, you were, was Titus Welliver over at your house shooting Bosch?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They were there. I told you last week, the gunshot expert who looked strangely like Raymond Olhoffer for some reason, you'll see on the website, he looks kind of like Ray, was there sprinkling blood chemicals and mixed a potion up and put it out. The director was like, no, that's not the right. More crimson. Crimson. We brought in some more coloring. And there it was, man. He made it happen. So the guy was assassinated through my window and dead. And then they dragged him off, came back, paid me my money. It was a flawless, beautiful scenario. I would do it again every week if I had to.
There's a guy that was wearing a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
Was he in the shot or was he really wearing a hazmat
suit? He was in the shot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was one of the guys coming in to kind of analyze the blood, apparently, because it was tainted with something, you know?
Easiest $7,000 you'll ever make.
You know?
Hey, man, take that money and buy half a casket.
That's what I'm doing. I'm doing it.
That's
I bought
my
half.
World.
I just bought the top. Just laid it over the hole.
All right.
There's my lovely living
We're
room.
We're looking at it. It looks nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
I love
there.
That blue, boy.
I chose that immediately. It took me 1 second.
That midnight blue. Painted that. I've used that before.
Yeah.
All right. I got a spot, and then we'll what's tease a question? What do we got? Who's on the phone here? What's this all for?
There's Hawaii.
Let's
Someone
go
called.
Line five. Apparently, line three has a picture, but I'm still trying to find
it. Floor and wall mirror? All right.
Florida wall, yeah.
Floor to wall. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Zoro, ZORO.com.
They got good stuff there, don't they?
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
These guys got range because they've got cleaning products and things to maintain a small business, medium business, a household. But I found Titan bolts at Zoro.
Get out of here.
Titan bolts.
Really?
Yes. Just the other day. So anyway, tools and equipment, safety, office cleaning supplies, and more. Brands you know and trust. Stanley, 3M. Rubbermaid, just to name a few. Amazing customer service from real people. And they're based in the U.S., so it's fast and free shipping on orders of $50 and more. Very easy. And you can visit them, Zoro.com/Ace. Sign up for this email. Get 15% off your first order. That is Zoro.com/Ace. Tools, equipment, whatever you need, Zoro.com.
Wow. Good stuff.
All right. So we got a...
That's Zane.
Zane.
This is Zane.
What's going on, Zane?
Oh, not a whole lot. Great to talk to you guys. Got a question about mirrors.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I said Florida wall when they asked me, just to kind of give them the idea, but it's actually, so redoing a bathroom, on two of the walls, I did like 42-inch tile wainscoting, and then above that, I want to do full mirror on the two walls.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
Yeah. All right.
And I've never done anything like that before. I was kind of guessing you'd say do the glue and hot glue to hold it on, you know. But just anything else I should be thinking about or what kind of glue I should use, you know?
Yeah. Who's going to cut the mirror?
A glass company, not me. I'm assuming they'll come out, make a template, and cut it.
Are you going wall to wall, ceiling to wainscoting, like a full size mirror all the way?
Yeah, full mirror on two walls, so that it kind of, you know, makes the bathroom seem like four times as big.
And you're installing it?
That was one of my other questions. If you guys think I should do that, or
hire
the glass company to do that too.
All right, let's work this one out.
Yeah,
you could take the measurements yourself, and you could bring them to a glass shop, and they could cut you that mirror. Now, if you are going to take those measurements, you got to measure all sides and up and down and right and left and everything else, because if that thing's a little out of square, it's going to fight you.
That's it.
And you cannot have that. You must, you might got to go from the wainscot to the ceiling on one side. Don't just get that measurement. Go to the other side.
The middle, too. There could be a bow in it.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever that is, you got to go to the short side all the way, ceiling and top of wainscot and bow in the middle or whatever it is. You better go to that short side and then maybe take an eighth off after that because you can't fight it going in.
Okay,
that's number one. Number two, they have glass or mirror mastic.
That's what you would use.
It's that black stuff.
It's
black, and you put it on in dabs. Like you put on, you put on a dollop.
Mm.
A dollop. I don't know if we need dab and dollop. I don't know. Dollop's a bigger dab.
A dollop feels a smaller increment of measurement, doesn't it?
Like than just dab? I don't know. I feel like dab is smaller than dollop.
Dollop makes me feel like sour cream coming off the spoon. Dollop. Boom.
Yeah.
Right? Dab. Boom.
Dab is
maybe
dumping
you're right.
the whole thing. Use your brain, Stromer. Jesus Christ. I laid it all out in front of you. Gary, find out what the difference between a dollop and a dab is. I need to know pronto.
And now the other thing with the dabs, the reason you do that is because that gives the mirror guy or you the ability to make this flat on a wall that might not be. So you're applying enough so that you can squish it in.
Yeah,
it appears
the wall is not flat. It probably bows out a half of an inch in the middle.
It's a good point. It appears to me that when I have pulled mirrors off, the black mirror mastic is round about the size of a baseball circumference.
Correct.
Like it takes like 2.5 inches around.
Most of the times it pulls
like
the plaster or drywall off coming off too.
Gary, what's the difference between a dollop and a dab?
A dab is a small amount of something, whereas a dollop is a shapeless mass or blob of something casually applied without measuring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's a variable.
But dab is smaller than dollop. Or dollop,
I don't know if we can't ascertain that information with this limited.
I think we kind of can. I think we can.
Dab is smaller.
Dab is smaller.
All right.
Come on, Stromer.
All right. I'm sorry.
What college?
I've just been to a funeral experience. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know. Dollop, dab. I don't know.
I know.
But dab sounds smaller. I think you're right. I think you're right. I'm going to go back.
I know
myself.
You're grieving, so I'm going to turn the page.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. So put a dollop of mastic, and the reason you don't like put a bead of it on there is because you're right. You may want to space it out a little bit.
You also may I add something?
Yes.
If the wall bows in the center and it's essentially triangular from the center to the side walls, then you're going to want to have your dollops be larger on the outside and more minimal on the inside. So I might even suggest that a dollop would be on the outside of the mirror and the dab would be in the center.
Go ahead and put a straight edge on that wall and see where your low spots are and mark them on the wall, right? So if what I would do is I would go get a 6-foot level, put it flat on the wall. If I saw it bow in a quarter inch somewhere in the middle, I'd take a Sharpie and mark it on the wall, quarter inch
there
minus, you know, that point. And then when you kind of lay it out on the mirror, you'll know what needs a little thicker dollop.
Now, also, don't forget to mention, which I know you have experience with, the suction cups.
Yeah.
For transporting.
They're dynamite. You can rent them. It's a good rental item.
Yeah.
They work nicely.
Yeah.
You don't want to get your fingers up under there. It's hard. It can break.
The suction cups are nice, and you can rent them, and it'll probably be the best $40 you ever spend as far as renting them goes.
Yeah.
There's a third part, which is if you have a glass company come out and install it, then it's all on them. You know, when they go to fit it and it doesn't fit, they got to go out in the driveway, get the sawhorses with the carpet taped over the top of them, and get the belt sander out and make it right. You know what I mean? So there is an element, there's a culpability element, which is it's all on them. Yeah. They measure, they install, whatever they screw up, they got to redo it. Yeah. And there's plenty to screw up.
There is. And also, if you were measuring yourself, you would want to compensate for the depth of the mirror on the one wall that you're butting into on the other, right?
Oh,
so you may even have to come up a quarter inch less than you think on the width.
I am telling you that if you go a little light, you'll be fine because you can split the difference.
Sure.
You know, like if you're putting the mirror up and you go, I'm going to pull a quarter off this overall length, then leave an eighth shadow line on both sides.
Yeah.
If that thing is tight and you're fighting it, you're doomed.
Right.
You're done.
Yeah.
It's over.
And there's nothing worse than installing a bad mirror job because you're looking at the very person in the mirror that fucked up the
whole time. The whole time. You have to look at you. That is so poignant.
Yeah,
that is poetic.
See, I came back.
You came back strong, man. Right. There's only one man to blame.
That's it.
Ask Michael Jackson.
That's it.
All right.
All right.
Although, ironically, he's not the guy you'd want installing your mirror.
No. Especially in the daycare facility.
That's right.
No good.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, can I say this, Zane? I don't know. You were talking about hot glue gun, fast glue, blah, blah, blah. I don't think you have to do that as a clamp here.
Okay.
I think the mastic will work. You know, if it's vertical and it's not leaning forward, you could take some tape and tape off the top so it doesn't lean forward or put a block there, pop a screw through it or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Check into the mastic. You're going to be using the black mastic. That much I do know.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
By the way, Tommy John doesn't just give an F. No, they give three Fs: fabric, fit, and function. Proprietary fabrics that perform like nothing you've ever worn before. No wedgie guarantee. Comfortable stay put waistbands, luxuriously soft. If you're wearing the four leaf clover underwear today, I'm going to be concerned. Please God, don't let it be that one. Okay, good, you've changed. No wedgie guarantee. Comfortable stay put waistbands, luxuriously soft, feather light, moisture wicking, breathable fabrics designed to move with you, no bunching up or riding. Now, if you don't love your first pair, get a full refund with their best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Or shop in over 1,200 retail locations across the country, including Nordstrom, a quality retail place, obviously. Give three Fs and upgrade your underwear. Tommy John, no adjustment needed, Matt.
Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
I just realized when I do my ad reads, I move my arms a bit like Joe Cocker when he's performing. Did you notice?
Yeah, I do.
I've got that thing. My whole body's in it. Like, I'm so passionate about it that my body's moving with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mad Men and... An Englishman,
yeah.
That was his big guy.
A little help from my friends.
Yeah, you do have that. Yeah, he would have a seizure.
Yeah, he would.
All right, should we talk to Tom from Hawaii? Yeah, Tom, 35, Hawaii. What's
going on, guys?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, so I'm doing some patch repair, and the guy doesn't want to rip out the whole cap. I don't know if you got my pictures. I emailed him.
You're doing cap on a planter. So you have like a block planter, exterior planter, and they've done like a cement, a cement cap on it, and it's starting to crack up.
Exactly. In some spots in one of the pictures, there's like a crater, and then there's other spots where like the cap kind of cantilevers over the rock, probably a good inch at least. And that crack has kind of gone into it and seeped out, so it's kind of shaky on that back end. And I've done, like, some repair before, and I put the Sikaflex self-leveler in there, which works pretty good, but it comes up, and it looks like crap.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to figure out a good way to patch it that doesn't look like crap, that won't let it feed through and, you know, essentially have that cantilever fall off.
You could take a hammer and hit that thing and it would all come right, like that 7-8 foot run would come right off.
There's no
probably.
There's no wire. There's no doweling.
No.
I mean, the thing about cement and concrete is if you don't put some metal in it, it'll fall apart,
yeah.
Especially in Hawaii. And if you demoed that thing out, I would, before I put the new stuff back in, I would dowel. I'd take some rebar. Doesn't need much. Number 3/3/8. You know, dowel, put little dowels in there, and then take some wire and wrap some tie wire around and spread it out a little. Get some thread going through there so it can't pull apart or fall apart the next time. So is this, sorry, I don't know, what's this guy's name? Zane was the
Tom.
Last guy.
Tom.
Oh.
Tom.
Oh, sorry. Tom.
Yeah.
Are you going to do any of this yourself?
I'm doing it by myself. It's for a handyman. I'm a carpenter, so.
Oh.
He doesn't want to replace the whole thing.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Adam.
Yeah.
If we tried to drill with a cement drill bit through the left side of it and leave what's on there on to see if it stays on and got all the way through and cored into the across the crack and then shoved with epoxy and rebar into the hole, if we didn't lose it, what do you think of that?
I don't know. I think...
If he doesn't want a demo.
Tom, this is a client?
Yeah.
I would... Here's what I would do. All right. You ready?
I don't think they want to spend the money to replace the hole.
All right.
No, really?
Is he willing to let you paint the top of it?
Well, the problem with that is there's a lot of cap, and this is some of the section that's demoed, and most all the other cap is pretty good. So I think if you go down that rabbit hole.
Well, look, here's what I would say to the client. If you do not want me to replace this cracked up cement cap, the only way to fix it is to chase out some of those cracks, blow it out, clean it out, and feather float it or epoxy those cracks or fissures, right? Then once we're done with that, we're going to kind of have to paint the thing because you're going to see it. So if you don't want me to paint the whole thing or stain it or something, probably paint, we're going to have to just demo it. But if you want to chase out those cracks and fill them with epoxy or some sort of feather float or some sort of fill, then it would behoove you to then paint the whole thing, which will still be cheaper, obviously, than replacing
the whole
thing.
You know, you could faux it, too, with three colors and hide that you're not painting the whole thing. If you have ever done that and can match tones, you could just faux that part right there. It's just basically taking a roller that's dry, a tiny bit of color on it, and just go over it with three different colors, and that will achieve that look. You would get ochre, gray, and brown, basically.
But he doesn't want to pay for it, right?
He doesn't want to pay to demo out the whole thing.
All right, then.
I feel like
all right, just chase it. Chase it. Or just caulk it.
Just caulk it, man. And get, you know, caulk it and put faux finish on it, and you're done, and that's what he wants, and you're out in a
caulk
day.
Caulk it and paint it.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, obviously, it's not going to turn out big picture the way he wants.
Listen, when you faux it, get a piece of plywood, set it on the ground, pour three little colors out, and literally have the center be the place where you mix it, and just kind of dry roll it and just go over it a couple of times. One way, new color, new roller. Then the third way, new color, new roller.
And you're an artist. I've never done that.
Yeah, yeah.
I get somebody to come in and do that.
Yeah.
I let the pros handle it, you know?
Yeah.
You're a pro. Not using a mic, but a pro. Huh? Deep in thoughts.
I consider myself to be a student of the game. I'm watching you and listening.
Let's memorialize your dad. What kind of guy was he?
My dad was a dance instructor, mm-hmm. art dealer,
mm.
and was known occasionally to do a little ice dancing.
Wow.
With an apostrophe on the end.
Wow.
You know, he was that guy almost to the point where you're like, Dad, please don't wear the ascot to the football game.
Wow.
This is not comfortable.
So he had a
he was Tony Randall in Odd Couple.
He had a sense of style.
Yeah, he made his own pants in Canada as a young boy, for God's sakes.
Made his own
two
pants.
Two different color legs.
For school or just for ice dancing?
Just to walk around to do his dancing apostrophe.
What is that thing, that zeal? Would he have a zeal for life?
He did. He was a he
Gary, went, what's the difference between zest and zeal?
Same as dallop and dab.
I think zest is a bigger zest
yeah,
for life.
Or, yeah,
zeal. Would you rather have a zeal for life or
no,
a zest
I want
for
a
life?
Zest. I want the overall feeling.
Okay.
My dad was at Northwestern with Chuck Heston in the theater department.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lived a full...
Full life, did full his life. Thing. And then at the end, you're like, who the hell is that guy?
And zest
like,
and are you? Zeal.
What's what do you want first?
Zest.
Confer or bestow power, authority, property on someone.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
Yeah, it is weird because what it's first coming up with is, you know, the thing you wear. Let's see here.
Used to be a soap called Zest.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 Zeal. Should I have a zeal or zest for life?
Great energy and enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or
a zeal. That's it.
I'd like to have a zeal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Zest is like owns rental property in Reseda. I feel like that's zesty.
He's that guy that used to do the try and hit on your girlfriends on the second floor. What was that guy's name?
Here's a better one. A great enthusiasm and energy.
A great enthusiasm and energy.
Yeah, that's it.
Versus zeal, great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or objective.
Oh, so zeal, you got to be like Black Lives Matter or Me Too, but it's not an overall thing. So I want a zest, right?
I don't know. I think your zeal could be towards raising a good family and, you know.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. Zest covers it all. Zeal is specific to a thing. So I could have a zeal for Paul Newman race cars, but be a flatliner outside of that subject. You see what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah.
So I'm going to have a zest.
All right.
Your dad had a zest?
He did. He had a zest. And he was one of these guys that taught me how to do the construction, the remodeling stuff, because that was kind of his thing. He and my mom would redo our apartment. Like every 2 years, we do a new remodel on the apartment.
Fashion, dance, Gary.
I should mea culpa for the listeners who are screaming right now. Yeah. I'm a little sick, and I initially typed in vest. That was why I said the thing you wear.
Ooh,
oh, okay.
Or zest. Sorry, my mistake.
So I guess I don't want a vest for life.
I'm confused about the ownership of things in the zest department or the zeal department. The zest. It feels weird to me. The first definition.
Yeah, the example they give is his zeal for privatization.
They're saying a subject.
Correct.
I don't mean to circle back to last week, but I know someone who wore a vest.
Mm.
That's Renegade.
That's right.
I watched the pilot of Renegade.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
What'd you think?
How awesome.
Oh.
Did you feel like our song captured the essence of the feeling of Renegade?
I don't think anything but watching Renegade can capture the full essence of Renegade.
How about the interaction between him and his Indian buddy?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, right? It's just dynamic. I cannot wait to keep watching.
Yeah.
So your dad had a zest and
a
zeal.
He had a zest and a zeal.
He loved dance.
He loved the dance. Taught kids dance for my entire life.
He could skate.
He could skate.
He was a home improvement guy.
Yeah, man.
How good was he?
He was great at design and creating stuff. Like he could go in there and wallpaper and paint and do all the stuff. Taught me everything I knew.
Mm.
Amazing.
What's the difference between zeal and flair?
I think I might have flair.
He had a flair for these things.
Yeah, he did.
A flair.
I think that's just an interest meets a gift.
Yes.
Yes.
That's probably what that is.
So he had that.
Yeah.
He liked to dance.
Yeah, yeah.
He
taught kids, which was kind of great.
He dressed to the nines.
To the nines. I got like 500 Armani suits this guy had. You know, he was that guy, man.
I got to tell you, I sat here last week. I don't know, Gary, when the
Next Take a Knee's coming out with Fitz Dog, Monday. Greg Fitzsimmons, on Monday.
Yeah, Monday the 4th.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
I sat there and we talked about his dad and his childhood. And it's like he grew up in New York, but he had dad had an apartment in Manhattan and they were in Long Island. His dad was a broadcaster. His dad was this man about town. He used to go out and go to the Sardos and hold court, and Frank Sinatra would like send over a round of drinks and
he
would dress to the nines, and him and his mom would, she'd put the fur coat on and they'd go out every night and go to the big hot spots and live it up. And he was the toast of the town because he was a broadcaster and he was a big, you know, back when broadcasting was broadcasting, and everyone knew his name and he told stories. And like I said, like he always had a suit on. She had a mink coat. They'd go out to the wee hours, go to the expensive places, hobnob with the dignitaries and the celebrities.
Right.
He'd be like in the audience when Greg was starting off doing a stand up and like giving him notes.
Wow.
And his biggest fan. And then I hear about your dad, and I want to know, what planet does my dad come from? Are they the same creatures? Like, biologically, are they, is your dad and Fitz Dog's dad and Jim Carolla, are they biologically the same creatures? Because my dad doesn't share any of the, nothing. He wears sweatpants all day. He's never been anywhere. He's never given a note.
He's a therapist, right?
Yeah.
But isn't he like doesn't he help you with, does he talk to you about emotion and stuff? Or
he's good at that. Yeah. He does have a zeal and a flair and a dollop of knowledge.
Yeah.
And he is good at that. Like, if you want to sit in a quiet living room and have a discussion. But that's no good when you're 11 and you want to go out to, you want to go to a steakhouse.
Well, but ice dancing isn't any good either when you're 11.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's dad moving. I just want to know, could the chasm, what is a greater chasm, Gary? My dad and Fitz Dog's dad, or my dad and Stromer's dad? I don't want to put you on the spot, but that's a chasm.
I think it's going to be Fitz Dog's dad, not for the parts you highlighted, but for the wild alcoholism.
And he did make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made a lot
of
money.
He was a man about town and a very successful, you know, mover and shaker.
Did your dad ever make any money?
He did. He did okay in this gallery. But you know, we grew up with nothing in an apartment, didn't own property. And then he did well later and got this gallery. And then, you know, there's pictures of him like hanging Muhammad Ali's paintings in his house. Like, my dad was the guy that you would call to come in and sell you the art, the impressionist, French impressionist art, and then place it in the home of the celebrity, like Oprah and those kind of folks.
Was he hanging Muhammad Ali's picture? Or
no, paint a French impressionist painting that Muhammad Ali bought from him. And he'd come in and place it in your home, you know, and kind of get it just right.
Of Ali or in Ali's home?
No, it's a French impressionist painting of like nature in Ali's home.
Even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was sort of that guy, you know, like helping the aristocracy of Chicago.
You may want to rethink that answer.
I didn't know about the Ali thing. I think Stromer's kind of leader.
My dad once got up to use the bathroom.
And didn't make it?
Yeah.
I probably did it multiple times.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. That's that was his thing.
Yeah. Good man. He did it.
Yeah, he did it.
He didn't even piss on his sweatpants.
Yeah, I don't know how you go through a whole life and not do anything.
Well, come on. He did some. I don't think you're giving him enough credit. He did stuff. Didn't he?
Not well, invisible stuff.
Yeah. Maybe we'll find out at the end of the day that people will step forward and say things that you didn't know about him. Maybe he doesn't share stuff with you.
I don't know. Gary, thoughts? I'll tell you this. If he died and I wouldn't go collect anything he owns, there'd be not just say bulldoze a house.
Yeah,
but if I found out if I did go to his home and I did
was collecting, you know, his trumpet and his valve oil.
Yeah. Oh, he was he was a musician, though. Trumpet. Yeah, that's good. There's something.
But he never got paid to do it.
Oh.
So, and I was walking through the house.
Yeah.
And I noticed a hatch in the floor.
Ooh.
And I opened the hatch, and I went down there, and I found three teenage girls duct tape over their mouth,
yeah.
chained to a pipe,
yeah.
scraps of food
and
about.
And you just went, oh, hey, and then you left.
And I would free them.
Oh, you would?
I would free them,
oh.
and I would have a little more respect for my dad.
Yeah.
A little more. I'd be like, okay, he is into something. Yes. You know what I mean? Just a little more.
Yeah.
And it'd be mixed.
Yeah.
I would have mixed feelings.
Sure.
Like, oh, he abducted these neighborhood girls.
I guess
girls.
That's bad, but they are cute.
And he was raising them, but it does suggest he has a zeal
yeah.
for abduction.
So you think he's dead inside and has no contribution to anything other than...
He just sits around
right.
and reads books. It's look.
I may want to take this guy out for dinner, see what his deal is. Would you object to that if I took him out and had dinner with him?
No, not at all.
All right.
My dad, let me explain my dad. All you need to know about my dad.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. He'll come in at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Dad, like a beer? No, I'm good. Champagne? No. Red wine? White wine? A wine? A drink? Would you want a drink?
Yeah.
Some water. Then he'll sit down, and then the entire night, you can go, hey, you want a little champagne or red wine is flowing, white wine is flowing, cocktails flowing, champagne flowing. Dad, you want a little white wine? No, I'm good. Well, water, if you have any more water.
Wow.
You sit there, go the entire Thanksgiving, drink water, like tap water, and then get up at 8:30 and leave. Now,
but does he do that with others or just you?
That's his life. I mean, the symbolism of it. What I'm saying is Thanksgiving is kind of symbolic to get your drink on.
Yeah.
Try this. Try a hot toddy. You know, we're making spiced cider, whatever it is. He literally just drink tap water.
Which
it's symbolic to who
sure,
he is.
I got it.
Eat some turkey breast, and then it's time to go home.
Get out.
He's not sober. It's not like he will drink a beer on occasion or, you know, whatever. That's his life.
Huh.
Incredible.
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you what else. Pops Corolla may not use blinds galore because...
he doesn't have anything but water.
That would suggest some movement. But you guys, blindsgalore.com, they believe you deserve custom-built quality blinds and shades that bring out your style. Over 2 million windows and counting... Hand-built from scratch, delivered right to your door. From measuring to picking out the perfect window covering, installing it, their experts will guide you every step of the way, online or over the phone. New Build-A-Blind tool makes things even easier. Create and customize window treatments online. See exactly how your blind or shade will look before you buy. And you can order free samples, 15, a little too many samples for your client. You'll get lost in that.
Yeah.
That is a rainbow
is
of
true.
Colors
That's
and
too, much.
Too many possibilities. But I use them. And I use them at my house, and I use them in the office. I use them in the
edit bay.
And you
got the one with the USB charger, too, that opens and closes.
Got a remote.
Right?
Boom. Amazing. No hard wiring, no zip line, no zip cord, no nothing. They're the best, right, Matt?
Whether you need more privacy to sleep in, to cool down, or just fix up a room, blindsgalore.com is just what you're looking for. Check them out. Let them know Adam sent you. That's blindsgalore.com.
So your dad was a lover of life.
Lover of life and just the nicest guy to people in the world.
Was he talkative?
Very much so. Yeah. Very effusive with his feelings and the way he would communicate with people. It was really sweet.
Supportive?
Supportive. Not involved much like, you know, in sport. Wouldn't want to hang out and do that with me or... But, you know, if he had to talk about something that was artistic, he was comfortable doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't like a guy's guy to like, you know, hey, you should kick that guy's ass. He pushed you.
Right.
Not that guy. My mom would do that. He was more of
an artist.
An artist guy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gentle.
He and your mom together till the end?
60-something years, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look, you can't do any better than that.
You can't. That's it. You make it when you do that, you know. That's it. That's what else is there?
Well, there's no such thing as living to 150.
No.
There's just some people die in their 30s and some people die in their 80s.
That's it.
Some people get divorced six times along the way or go bankrupt.
You're talking about
three times.
Great Mickey Rooney, aren't you?
I am. He was a dollop of a man.
I think he was a niner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, nine times of divorce, not his penis.
You think Liz Taylor was married less than Mickey Rooney?
Yes.
You
Mickey
do.
Rooney, I think, was not. Gary, how many times did Mickey Rooney get married? The great Mickey
Rooney. All right. Liz Taylor was like six?
Yeah, I think Rooney was nine.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is spectacular.
That's a lot of ladies, isn't it?
Liz Taylor is eight.
Oh, yeah. Eight. Uh oh. Mickey Rooney.
Coming in hot.
Mm.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Tied.
Wow.
Holy mackerel pants, I
Man,
say.
Man, so we're going to have to wait until one of them gets divorced one last time in order to break. Oh, they're both dead?
Yeah, they're both dead.
Oh, damn it.
For the record, guys, Zsa Zsa Gabor.
No.
Nine marriages.
No.
Nine.
Maybe that's who I was thinking was the niner.
You know what was funny about Zsa Zsa Gabor? Speaking of my grandpa, coming full circle to my grandpa and his $50.
Yeah. Neptune Society funeral.
Mike August always says it's a scam. They get your $50 and then they don't show
they
up.
Don't
I'm
come.
Like, they showed up to grandpa's house. Zsa Zsa and Ava Gabor. Now, Ava was Green Acres.
That's right. Oh, yeah, you're right.
And Rooney gets the edge over Liz Taylor. Why?
Liz Taylor married the same person twice.
Ooh.
That's cheap.
Ooh,
that's big. Game changer.
You got to give the, you got to, it's like, that's one of those things where it's like both teams finish with the same record,
right.
But one team beat the other team during the regular season, so
correct.
They're going to go to the playoffs.
Right.
Like, that's what that is to
that's
me.
That's exactly it.
Good call, Gary. My grandfather was the nicest guy in the world, but he was Hungarian.
Yeah. Oh, they love the goulash, the Hungarians, don't they?
Don't get me started.
Yeah.
And then the Zsa Zsa and Ava Gabor.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to think about a last name, Gabor, my grandpa's last name was Gorog. You know, those are kind of like weird
sure.
Hungarian names.
Yeah.
My grandfather, the only time I saw him angry is when Zsa Zsa or Ava Gabor would come up because they'd be like, oh, they're like nobility from Hungary.
Yeah.
There's something. And he's like, they're peasant girls. They just came over here and they're lying to everybody.
Right.
No.
Right.
And I was like, how do you know so much about the Gabors? But it's one of those things where it's like Dr. Drew doesn't like other doctors on TV.
Yeah, you get
you know
competitive.
What I mean? He doesn't like Dr. Phil or Dr. Oz.
No.
My grandfather had no problem with anybody except for the two Hungarians that were on TV.
Eddie Albert was the husband in Green Acres, right? Wasn't that him, Eddie Albert?
Eddie Albert, decorated war pilot.
Yeah.
In World War II.
Really?
Decorated pilot, I do believe, and was a trapeze or juggler or
he was
circus.
A clown and high wire artist on the Escalante Brothers Circus.
Now that's a man right there.
He's got some range.
But secretly worked for U.S. Army intelligence photographing German U-boats in Mexican harbors.
Wow.
Man's got some range.
And was the warden in the original Longest Yard.
And yes, you are right. He was on Green Acres or whatever it was.
In the warden.
Yeah, he was the warden.
Find out what the Gabor... Find out if the Gabor sisters were born in Hungary, in Budapest or something, and why my grandfather was angry at them.
I think he was just mad because he didn't get to have his relations with one or both of them.
Ava at least was born in Hungary.
All right. Take care of business there, Stroman.
Well, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off dry cleaning, pick up some milk. What about ads? Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance, and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. Why? Because of Geico. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. By the way, my son about to get his license, it's going to go from six grand for the Stromer insurance policy up to 9,500, not even adding my middle son, Dusty.
Wow.
I'll be spending like hundreds of thousands of dollars. Anyway, go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket. Yes, that's the most rewarding to do you can do today. Geico.com.
All right. Both Gabor sisters born in Budapest. To what kind of family? They erudite.
Now wait, weren't they
Her
in?
Parents were both of Jewish ancestry.
They were in a concentration camp, I think, weren't they? They got out apparently because of their beauty. Is another maybe a tall tale?
I think it's a tall tale.
No. Her mother escaped Hungary during the same time period as the Nazi occupation of Budapest, and Zsa left 3 years prior to the takeover.
Which one's older,
Zsa? And do you know what kind of family they come from? My grandfather should have liked these ladies instead of being angry at them because he left Budapest right before the Nazis showed up, too.
Why, how did he have the foresight to do that? Like, why did he know he felt it coming? Like, who got out? Like, why did those guys get out and some didn't?
I think it's the same reason that, you know, Katrina hits, some people are staying at a hotel in Alabama and other people are on the roof of their house.
Yeah.
Trying to signal a helicopter.
You know, I was in Katrina on a show walking through the waist-deep water doing the trying to find the person's
really?
Home from this thing I was doing with Amy Grant, this thing called Three Wishes. They flew me down there. I got into the water with the waders, walked through, and a house had become like a coral reef of mold in 2 days from the toxic stuff that was swimming around there.
I think no matter what happens, there's a certain percentage of people that literally, in that case, feel which way the wind is blowing or hear
yeah.
what's going on, or you start seeing things.
Right.
And there's a certain group that goes, I'm getting out.
Yeah.
And then there's another group that goes,
it'll go away.
Hand me a beer.
Yeah.
And I think we all know it in our life, like micro and macro. We see people that, you know, it's a relationship and their spouse keeps telling them, you got to stop drinking or
right.
you got to stop coming. They never, and then they get divorced or they get fired or
right.
they get whatever. And they're always like, what happened?
Yeah.
It's like, what happened? And all the signs were there.
Yeah.
And I guess my grandfather was one of the guys who was like picking up
yeah.
what was going down.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead, Gary.
Magda was the eldest of the sisters with Zsa in the middle and Ava as the youngest. Their mother was Jolie, a socialite and jeweler, and their father, Vilmos, was a soldier.
Wow.
Wow.
All right.
All right.
Feel like Laszlo Gora could have cut him a little more slack. They come from the same place.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right. You can check out No Safe Spaces. That's available now. I think we're opening in San Diego this weekend. Go to nosafespaces.com. And all Crank Yankers is back on Comedy Central Wednesday nights, 10:30. And Chassis, all the docs that are there. And Adam Carolla is unprepared, showing up December 7th in Reno. Going to do a live show there, doing stand-up. Just go to adamcarolla.com for all the info you need. What do you got?
You know, family time and then more basketball. I'm back in the gym.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla, Eric Stromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.